Hi, my name is Peter Pilgrim. Yes, today is actual low point. I'm recovering from JP Morgan Corporate Challenge. The 6 kilometer run in Battersea Park, London, took place yesterday at on Thursday night, and I think I covered it with about 30 minutes or less than 30 minutes. Only the chip time will tell. You get a little card which you thread through the laces of your trainers and then hand them back to the event organizers. So hopefully I'm looking forward to under 30 minute timing for a 6K run. And on Wednesday night I took part in six-a-side football for Lloyds, TSB, Corporate Markets, Wholesale, Banking and Trading, Treasury, football tournament competition at the illustrious and fabulous, I've got to say, David Beckham Academy. And it's the first time I've ever been there. So physically, my energy is low, and my bones are hurting, and my knees are hurting, my thighs are hurting. I've been running, and with nervous energy. Which brings me to my point. What happens when you have that low ebb of energy? And it is very important. Sometimes the most obvious candidate is obviously when you've just lost your job. I know people who have just lost their job or been made redundant, and it's not a good feeling. My heart goes out to you. And I've been on the bench myself as a contractor. And what do you do to re-energize yourself? What do you need to refocus those energies? And it is something we are facing, a lot of us. Now, as an audio boo and writer, one of the answers is technology. You can be one of those who provides good content for other listeners, and that uses up energy. So you are producing content for others. Obviously, Twitter is, or writing tweets is another way for people to focus their energies and allow it to be consumed. In doing that, you are producing, and it's better to be a producer of something rather than a consumer. Coding is also important. Working on open source technology is extremely great for the soul, especially if you do it from with an authentic passion and soul to your heart, and your code is open source. And sometimes it's hard for developers who work in in say a restricted vertical sector like defense or military or for space sciences or even automotive technology. They can't get out there. And sometimes it's actually cultures where if you are working for yourself and you're not working for a company, and that applies to, say, I believe in Asia, like Japan, in on the Asian subcontinent, like India and Pakistan, maybe you are seen as not being fully committed to a company, which is a shame, really, because I think when you have these low points, you need to be committed to yourself. You actually need to prove to yourself that you can get from A to B, which is the point of it all. So taking part in a annual football tournament for wholesale trading proved that I can get up and down the pitch and play some football, as well as taking part in a 6 kilometer run around Battersea Park. So you have to go down low to reach the high points again. My name is Peter Pilgrim, I'm out, and that's my blog for today.